Part 19, Chapter 7. They got to the car without incident beyond a couple of sly cracks from passing cadets, such as...
Had a crash, Stormy.
In reference to the bandage, and...
White one out, start him along! Or was it that lass in Inverness? Or her daddy?
There was a big package in the car, making seating tight, even in cyclo seats. Kerr swept the car out across the rolling plain with the effortless skill of one with years and tens of thousands of hours on a console behind him. Johnny had not remembered how well Kerr drove. Better than Turl on ground cars and machinery.
I told them that it was you two that had gone to fetch the housing needed from Cornwall. I was even seen to unload it from your plane.
Nothing like having an experienced criminal along, Johnny commented. It tickled Kerr, and he cranked up the ground car to 150. On this rough plain, Angus had shut his eyes tight as the shrubs and rocks whooshed by.
And there's two air masks and bottles I brought. We'll claim breathe gas is leaking in the pipes. Not enough for me, too much for you. Put them on!
They deferred it, however, until they were near the compound. Chinko air masks, cut down to fit a human, were a mite uncomfortable at any time. Johnny didn't care about the speed. He took an instant to glory in the beautiful day. The plains were a bit brown, and the snow a trifle less on the peaks at this season. But it was his country. He was tired of rain and humid heat. It was sort of good to be home. He snapped out of it suddenly as they screeched to a slow in billowing dust on the plateau near the cage. Kerr didn't care where he went in a vehicle. Kerr leaned out the window and yelled at the cage.
It came! I don't think it's the right housing, but we'll see.
Turl. There he was, paws on the bars. They had the electricity off.
We'll speed it up!
Roared Turl.
I'm tired of being roasted in this sun! How many days yet, you crap brain?
2, 3, no more!
Yelled Kerr. He shot the vehicle into a perilous reverse, and it spun up in the air about 7 feet and came down diving toward the other side of the compound to enter the garage doors. Kerr shot in and spun the car down a ramp into a deserted sector and stopped.
Now we go to his office.
Not yet,
said Johnny, hand on the blast gun inside his coat.
Remember that old closet where they first imprisoned Turl?
Yes,
said Kerr, doubtfully.
Is it still rigged with breathe gas?
I guess so.
First, drive by the electronics storeroom and pick up a mineral analysis machine, and then drive to that closet.
Kerr was a bit uneasy.
I thought we wanted into his office.
We do. But we got a little business first. Don't be alarmed. The last thing in the world I would want to do is hurt you. Relax. Do what I said.